I'll let you in on a secret. I've been trying to avoid fire for most of my career. After a brief but intense flurry in the 1982-83 fire season in Tasmania, I decided that I wanted my weekends and nights back and thought I would continue a career in research. But I guess as I developed and that career in forest ecology and silvicultural forest management research in Australia and overseas, I realised that most of the big questions, particularly in Australia, come back to fire. So I guess I'm still interested in many different ways. Peter's painted a good overview of the big picture, some of the major changes that are occurring in Australian forestry and the Australian forest landscape. I guess for me, forestry has always had a broader land management component to it, but as a result of the a lot of the debate over native forest management in Australia, many people, both in bureaucracies and the general public, and I think even some foresters themselves, have narrowed down the area of forestry to commercial timber production. And I think that's been counterproductive in the way in which both the forest management agencies have been set up and constructed in different parts of the country, and also in the way that foresters themselves are interacting with the landscape. So I think that loss of the broader land management element of forestry is something that we've all addressed in one way or another, and something we'd like to recover. And whether it's called forestry or whether it's called natural resource management, I think we've got to get back that philosophy of an integrated approach to management. And we see it also in federal government programs where we have a fragmented agenda relating to water, salinity, weeds, feral animals, biodiversity hotspots, threatened species, management plans. But there needs to be a return to an integration where we're actually managing the land base to provide for these different values. So I'm going to talk about three things. One is about policy. The other is about some of the research needs. I think we need going into the future to look at forestry, and the other is about education. I think in the policy setting, we really see fire and I think the broader land management agenda as the lost child of federal government responsibility. Many people have referred to that with the outcomes of the different reports that have arrived. And we see it also in the ministerial council arrangements where forestry is regarded now as another commodity that's put into the primary industries, ministerial council and standing committees, and the parks and recreation management is in with the Natural Resource Management Council. So the broader land management components are again being lost in that division. So what I'm proposing a solution at a federal level is that the federal government consider the establishment of a Bureau of Land Management. Now, I'm not proposing, like water, that the states consider ceding their responsibilities for land to the Commonwealth in the way that they have done with water, but I think that there is a need to provide a central focus in the federal bureaucracy for investment in land management, because many people have pointed to the need for resources, and really in the Australian government system, the federal government is the only body with the sufficient resources to address many of the problems that we have. So that bureau could be part of the Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry, returning, I guess, forestry to its broader land management component, or it could be part of the new Department of Environment and Water Resources, along with agencies like the Australian National Parks and Wildlife Service or the Bureau of Meteorology. But it would be responsible for overseeing Commonwealth Government investment into major programs of land management, the ongoing kinds of funding we need to deliver on the things that people have talked about. And that includes research funding, because at the moment, I think many people involved in the CRC recognise that that isn't a good model for research investment in this kind of activity in Australia, and we need to start looking at new approaches for investing in long-term research that's required to guide land management and fire management into the future. We also need to see this mirrored at state level. Many of the different states have actually got working constructs, looking at cross-agency management, but we need to have that a broader land management focus that deals with the management and maintenance of strategic assets like carbon, water, timber and biodiversity in a comprehensive, integrated and strategic way. going to the research needs for forest management into the future and some of the specific interactions with timber production, I think we need a better understanding of the interaction between timber harvesting and fire, and at two different levels. One is at the site level, where timber harvesting can and the associated regeneration activities can modify fuel loads, forest structure, and help with fire management. And also at the estate level, where we're increasingly seeing, for example, in Victoria now, I think most of the harvesting strategy is actually driven by salvage logging associated with major fire events that we've had over the last 5 years or so. And we're likely to see that kind of scenario continue into the future. So how is fire impacting on the future supply of timber from native forests and the quality of that timber? And then I also think we need to be able to examine the hypothesis that many people are putting forward that continuing timber harvesting and the associated access, roading, and the people and resources in those locations does lead to better outcomes for that broader set of values in relation to water, carbon, and biodiversity. And finally, in relation to education, I think we do need new educational models. We've seen very low numbers of students coming into our fire and land management, forest and land management programs across the country. So with colleagues at other universities, we are working on a national program that is aiming to produce a cooperative model for forest and land management education to promote the sharing of resources and knowledge. But we need new approaches, and we need to work with the industry and other bodies to attract the future generation of land managers into our programs through scholarships and other forms of support. And that education has to be clearly linked to research. And there's also a role for education at the professional level and also at the community level to provide that community-type education that's required to effectively manage land into the future. I think it's an interesting to reflect that the to drive a car, we need to go through an examination and to show that we're proficient in that. But you can go and buy a block of land, a bush block, build a house on it with no qualifications at all. And I think we're increasingly seeing that lack of land management capacity in rural ownership reflecting in some of the problems we've got now in the landscape. So my answer to the question, are big fires inevitable? I don't think they are if we adopt a coordinated, well-resourced and integrated approach to land management that involves sound investment in research and education.